the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Professor, to Argentina, where the election in October will be determinative. Mr. Fernandez, the current president of Argentina, has withdrawn from the contest. The current vice president, Kirchner, is in some fashion inhibited by a recent conviction for corruption. So we come to what the real threat is in Argentina now, inflation. Argentina's economy minister pledged to unleash all tools to counter a slide in the peso currency, blamed on Argentina's right, according to Alberto Fernandez, the president. The peso hit 4.95 against the dollar. This was nearly a 7% plunge on one day. Argentina official rate of inflation is now 122%. Professor, Argentina's election. Ordinarily, inflation at 10% would be enough to replace the administration or the regime. 122%. Does this tell us anything about the future with Fernandez not a contestant? We have a few minutes.
John, first of all, for probably three generations, if not more, Argentina has lived these tragic cycles of boom and bust. And given the diversity of its economy and the educated nature of its people, it's a recurring tragedy. But in the latest cycle of this tragedy with the Peronists in power, what you've had is a combination of different things in terms of high debt and previous debt default, and in terms of also the mismanagement of the economy, which has contributed to the inflation, which, as you pointed out, is 104%, which is forced the central bank to create an interest rate of 81%, which is just crushing against new credit. The GDP is projected to contract by 2.3% during the coming year. President Fernandez, one of the reasons he decided he's not going to run for re-election is his approval rating is about 20% right now. And so, as one author said, he took himself out of a race that he was never actually in the first place. And so, really, it's almost the seven plagues of the apocalypse in Argentina. It's tragic. And on top of everything, you've had a devastating drought, which has just wiped out much of Argentina's wheat and soy crop, which is one of its major export industries. And so in that context, people are not terribly happy with the ruling Peronist Party. They're also very disillusioned with the high level of corruption in Argentina. We've talked about this in previous segments. And so what you have right now is that you're going to have a primary election in August. You're going to have a first round of the presidential election in October, on October 22nd. And so right now it is the opposition's to lose. They have to pull things together. It's not clear who the candidates are going to be. But on the one side, on the government side, the major candidate used to be Fernandez. But now that he's out of the race, the other major candidate was going to be Sergio Massa, who's the current economy minister. Obviously, not a great time for the economy minister to be running for president. On the opposition side, you have Patricia Bullrich, who is the former security minister, kind of had a clampdown hard approach to crime. And somewhat popular, but there's some sensibilities with her approach. You also have the current mayor of Buenos Aires, Horacio Rodriguez Larreta, who, again, has a certain amount of popularity. And you also have you always have these kind of odd duck candidates. Javier Milei, who is a libertarian candidate and a current congressperson who's attracted a certain amount of attention from being different. So the race is pretty wide open right now, but it's really going to come down in light of all of these problems to the ability of the opposition to foment a coherent, united message, both of, why things went so badly with the current government, and why they can do different than, the incomplete attempt by the previous center-right government of President Macri, Mauricio Macri, to solve the economy. So the critical part in this country, which again is a critical player in Mercosur and in South America, is for the opposition to formulate a coherent message. And if it is able to do so, ironically, Argentina, with all of its problems, could become the first major country in South America to move from left back to right or center right. Easing a little bit of what is sometimes called the pink tide, and creating at least a strategic opportunity for the United States with a possible future new government to work with us in terms of security cooperation, good governance, and other issues that are really important to the region.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.